producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Another hour here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and we are here about the business of the day, the week, the end of the year. One of the things that I find most troubling in our country, in our society, is the way animals are treated by some people, not all. I happen to be fortunate to be associated with and around people who understand the value of the animal kingdom. I was taught to respect all life. My love of cows has been a part of the thread of my life since I was old enough practically to walk and talk. So that's why I have the place in my heart for them that I do. But when it comes to the equine world, I certainly have a different respect after the last few years of being close to somebody who really knows horses, understands horses, although on the farms that I was around, there were horses here and there, but I didn't really understand them as well as I now do. But it isn't just horses and cows. You know, you hear me talk about chickens and things like that, and I'm not somebody that would have a lot of chickens on my farm, but they deserve some consideration. I think what we become is callous. And it's best represented when you look at how some of these dogs are treated. Again, the postings on Facebook pages of dogs freezing in the snow and the ice and the cold, who just left outside by their owners. That's criminal stuff. And there's action being taken to make it criminal. And what Richie would say is, isn't it horrible that we don't have, and I would say the same, the consciousness, you don't need to have a law. Why do we have to have a law passed to protect these animals? Yep, apparently we do, because there are a lot of people who, because we've grown into a society that is in many ways so selfish, so self-driven, that we don't think about the other people who are participating in life on the planet. I said other people. Well, I mean, if you're inconsiderate about dogs and pets, you're going to be inconsiderate about people. I think that's a rule of thumb. You can tell an awful lot about people by the way they treat their animals. I believe that completely. So I looked at what is going on in some of these states where animal cruelty laws are being enacted. It has become a civil offense to lock an animal in a car or enclosed space in dangerous conditions, like either extreme heat or extreme cold. But why, again, don't people know that? Are we developing a group in our species that are that stupid that they don't know, or that, like, completely disconnected from reality?
Of course people are stupid.
Well, but why is it that they are? What, we spend all this money on education. How come we have so many stupid people?
It doesn't matter. You can send everybody to Harvard. You're still going to have stupid people.
Well,
you know, they think because
animals
have
curves. But what is the law? The law doesn't do anything. See, I don't like all these laws. I don't like laws being passed. People need to have some connection. This is back to my spiritual base that I'm talking about so much now. I believe that there is a rooting that needs to, we need to be rooted more deeply, and to think about stuff other than ourselves is part of the message here. So now not only are states and local municipalities passing these regulations about how to treat dogs, the FBI is going to start tracking cases of animal cruelty, and I'm not sure I like this at all.
That's going to be Michael Vick type cases.
Well, they're going to put all the animal-related cases now into a national database. They used to kind of like be lumped into just anywhere in states, and it was hard to tell
the
what
national
was.
National incident-based reporting system.
Right, they want to put it, because they found out now that there's a direct correlation between people who abuse animals and people who commit violent crimes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a direct correlation.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I think this is
I
one way,
that.
You know, people like, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer, David Berkowitz, they all abused animals. animals before they went on their killing spree. So I think this is one way to try to, you know, stay ahead of these people.
Doug runs over chickens on his farm. Is he going to be in the database?
So, oh, boy. Oh,
come on.
Not anymore because there aren't any chickens anymore.
That's right. They were all gone.
Well, rabbits.
Chickens are really stupid.
So what are we saying here? What are we saying that we should have done this a long time? Now, the way you put it, it seems to me, okay, this makes a lot of sense. Why didn't we do this a long time ago?
They're going to call these crimes against society animal abuse. You think about it. Well, yeah.
Do we want the FBI doing this?
So will hunters now be in the database? If you have a hunting license, will they put you in the database then?
Interesting question. I don't know. Interesting question.
A crime against humanity?
Is hunting considered animal abuse? I guess it depends who you talk to.
Exactly.
The animal thinks so.
Actually, they're going to divide it. The story goes a little deeper. They're going to divide it into four categories. One is neglect. One is intentional abuse and torture. One is organized abuse like dog fighting. And the other one is sexual abuse of animals. So they have four different categories that they're going to,
which actually
going to put these in.
There are going to be so many files on all of them.
Back to your comment, the animal thinks it's abuse? They actually don't. Animals eat other animals. They understand how it all works. We are the only animal on the face of this planet that thinks it's cruel to eat other animals.
Well, all right, some people don't. You don't. Roberta doesn't.
I don't.
No, but we are the only species.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's a species. Yeah, that's true.
Well, because we're capable of higher intellect, that's why.
Mm-hmm. Well, some are.
My higher intellect says put barbecue sauce on the animals.
There you go. All right.
Some coleslaw.
Richie and
No, you know, I mean, look at my dad. If he killed something with a car, he would stop and he would collect it and eat it.
That's where she gets the roadkill mentality.
My next door neighbor is, he had some squirrels in a cooler the other day in his freezer. I'm like, what are you doing?
Seriously?
And he says, the guy's a hunter. He says, I've got a rule. If my dog chases it, catches it, and kills it, I must eat it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm like, dude, you're just weird.
He's 13.
Like, well, I go to waste.
Past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Perhaps the most underappreciated food in the history of eating
squirrel
is the beet.
Oh, yes.
Oh, the beet.
Historically, as a source of food, it was easily grown most of the year, had long storability, and adapted well to a wide variety of climates. From the earliest times of medicine, beets also have been recognized to help in kidney problems, with fevers, heart disease, anemia, cancer, liver problems, constipation. All kinds of things are addressed when you put beets into your system. And thus, with the importance of beets and the research that was done in the 1980s, sooner or later, somebody was going to be smart enough to come along and put a package together that featured really good beets in a way that would be easily absorbed and used by your body to do what beets do best. I bet many of you don't even know that beets open up your arteries because of their nitric oxide composition. Nitric oxide in your system opens up your arteries, gets the blood to flow to your muscles, to your brain, to all of your organs, to every part of your body. Because the blood flow opens up and the blood pressure comes down because the arteries are wider. It makes nothing but sense. So if you've got high blood pressure and bad vascular health, you should be on board trying to do the best you can to keep your heart in a healthy place. Improve your circulation and your heart health today by getting on the Neo plan, the Neo 40 capsules, and the supply of Super Beets that comes along with it. Super Beets was the original. Then they figured out how to crystallize these Super Beets, and they put it into these tablets. Put the tablet in your mouth. It instantly dissolves and goes right into your system. It's absorbed within seconds. So that in the morning when you get up, you have one of these capsules and you are awake, you're alive, you're ready to drive to work, you won't be drowsy, none of those things, because the blood has opened up circulation to every part of your body and it's waking you up.
And let me tell you something. My mother-in-law has bad arthritis in her hands and her neck, so she was going to the store, getting the beets, cooking
chopping
the beets, chopping them up, juicing them, going through this whole rigmarole, and I was like, try this instead. It's so much easier. Just take a teaspoon of the powder, mix it with the water, drink it, and now you don't have to go through the whole process that takes hours for her to cook it and get it down to a juice.
Right.
The other thing, she goes to the store this week, She couldn't find beets anyway.
Really?
So I was like, here's more super beets.
Mm-hmm. All of them being grown and bought up by the super beets people so they can make super beets.
I haven't gotten mine yet.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're never going to get any.
I put Roberta in the beta vulgaris department. By the way,
nobody
you
sends
know.
Me anything.
I never
beta
got a beet.
Vulgaris is beetroot.
I don't even get beets.
Beets. Beta vulgaris. That's what Roberta's got. All right, so if you want to get your boxes of Neo 40 to start your day with, the supply of super beets that you can use, put a teaspoon in a table of water, drink it during the day, or with lunch, it'll wake you right up so you have a successful second half of your day. We're interested in success. That's what this is all about, a product that leads to success in oh so many different ways. The American Heart Association says that we do not produce enough nitric oxide, so you need to supplement it, and that's where we come in with super beets, no beet taste, and the Neo 40 capsules. You ready for the number? I've got to make sure everybody gets this number. 800. I'm not sure everybody's got a pencil. You got a pencil in your hand?
Yep,
you ready?
Writing it down now.
All right, write this number down. Everybody ready?
Yep.
Are you ready? Yes, I'm ready to call 800. Mm-hmm. 655.
You ready is the question.
4183. I dropped all my papers on the floor. I almost have this in my mind.
All right, 800-655-4183.
Or DougLikesBeats.com.
Hey, can I get a sip of that?
Parents, even if your child was vaccinated against meningococcal meningitis, he or she may not be protected against meningitis B. It's an uncommon disease that can lead to death within 24 hours. And can be spread by your child's typical sharing behavior. Talk to a doctor today about vaccinating with Trumenba, meningococcal group B vaccine, and learn more at protectagainstb.com.
Cool, thanks. See ya.
Trumenba is a vaccine for 10 through 25-year-olds for immunization to help prevent group B meningococcal disease. Trumenba should not be given if you had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose. Most common side effects were injection site pain, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, and chills. Group B vaccine should not be interchanged within a series. Tell your doctor if you're pregnant. Ask your doctor about all risks and benefits of Trumenba. The FDA-approved product labeling can be found at protectagainstb.com. See our ad in Eating Well magazine.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a pre-matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
A government official once bragged that if he had enough time to search, he could prove almost any American guilty of some crime. That's because we have made the law so complicated that nobody, not even law enforcement officials, can know all the rules. One local farmer said, "I can fight the rain, the drought, the insects, and the predators, but I don't know how to fight the government inspector with the clipboard." If we look through the lens of liberty, we see that our natural inclination to improve things by passing laws and making rules has actually made everyday life more difficult and less free. Maybe we should cut back on the government inspectors with clipboards and leave farmers free to worry about the weather.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It is the beginning of the month of Christmas for us to celebrate each day with our overview of the top 10 songs according to the Sounds of Christmas website, which is something that we highlight proudly every year. It's a unique way for you to have the benefit of lots of different varieties of Christmas music, different artists. The whole thing is a great mix. So each day, the requests of people who are dialing in and downloading this stuff are responsible for the top 10. That's where we get our list from the downloads and from the listens to these various songs that are available. I think it's like 3,000 songs available on this website for Christmas, the Sounds of Christmas. Number 10 today is Anne Marie Lewis's version of I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. It is brand new. I think we featured her as a Christmas artist of the day last year, Richie. I'm not mistaken, because that was one of the two. Number 9 on the list of most popular songs today on the Sounds of Christmas, Bobby Vinton. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. From 1987. What a nice, pleasant voice Cyrus thought he had. Real name is very Polish. Vintekli or something like that. Vintekli? Something like that. Number 8 from 2005, Brian Wilson does On Christmas Day. I remember this song went right to the top that year that it came out because of him. Hang it up there for a second, please, you man. Number 8 on our list, most popular sounds of Christmas today. Zoe Bentley and the Canadian Brass, number 7. 2010. Very nice. Don't remember this song. Jazz. You like it?
Yeah.
You like this kind of stuff. All right, look out. Here comes number 6, 38 Special. You never heard of the group before. The name pretty much tells you the story of the group.
They were, they were locked out of their place where they practiced, their band practice place was.
Yeah.
So they had to climb in through a second-story window, and when they got in, they were met by the police who were holding a .38 special to their heads, saying, who are you fellas?
Yeah, how do you do? Number five this week on our, I'm sorry, today on our list of top 10. Every day the list changes with Sounds of Christmas. It's Chris Mann of last year. Why do I think he's an American Idol person, is he?
No, but I think he was with us last year, wasn't he?
As he may have come on, yeah. A lot of these stars will come on and promote their Christmas stuff with us during the month. Diane Birch in the number four position. 2010, gee whiz, it's Christmas. Get into that mood, yeah.
You know how close that is to cheese whiz, it's Christmas.
Cheese whiz.
How fun that would be.
Cheese whiz, yeah. Number three, Don Dixon.
All three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day.
We can do without this one.
All three ships.
She's not the one married to,
this is Don Dixon.
Oh, not Donna Dixon.
No. Number two, Susan Egan. All the Christmas cliches are in this song. Listen. Yeah, I know, it is. It's a long song. All right, you're going to love number one, though, Richie. Our pals, the Jive Aces.
Christmas just last year.
Christmas is where you are. Jive Aces and the Three Bells from England. This is so cool. Please crank it.
Last December 25th, under Miss Joe, we kissed about a Willie O'Neill ball. Christmas is where you are.
I go overboard.
We're going to fix this top 10 list. No Brian Setzer, no Elvis.
Well, tomorrow it'll be different.
Right.
Every day it changes. Give it a chance, Richie.
Well, you made Elvis.
Warmed up. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of safety features. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Waters. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good
day. Let's get along. All interested in getting along, raise your hands, please. Why can't we all just get along? Getting along. Little Dogie is Roberta Fasanelli. Jennifer Horn is here. And Rich McFadden and Doug Steffen all together. You're all going to hit the panic button when I relay the following information to you from the state of Oregon.
Ah!
Oh, I was just there.
Really?
Love it.
Oh, I just hit the panic button.
A group of illegal immigrants.
Didn't see him.
Is going to sue the state of Oregon this week because they want to overturn a voter-approved initiative that has denied them a driver's license.
Why do illegals get to use our court system?
Yeah.
That's a very good question. Thank
well,
you.
Well, thank you, and good night. Bye-bye. Tip your waitresses, everybody. Bye-bye.
The lawsuit brought by five illegals comes after Oregonians passed Measure 88. Two-thirds of the voters approved of this, by the way.
And the courts will overturn it.
35 of Oregon's 36 counties voted against licenses for illegal undocumented residents, as did every congressional district in the state, most of which are represented by Democrats. Oregon is a very progressive liberal state.
Mm-hmm.
The lawsuit alleges Measure 88 is unconstitutional because it arbitrarily denies driving privileges based on a membership in a disfavored minority.
Why is it a constitutional privilege to drive?
Yeah, no.
It alleges Oregon voters were motivated by animus aimed at Mexicans.
Yeah.
Gustavo Ricarde, who...
I know his brother Ricky.
What?
And his dad, Buh.
Construction...
That's a black
in
card.
Oregon, several other states, since he came into our country illegally in 1988 and has stayed illegal since 1988, said a driver's license would help him feel more comfortable.
Oh, that's what we're all about here.
Nice.
Well, and you know, that's my number one concern, to make sure that every person that
every
comes
illegal
here
is comfortable.
Pillows for everybody.
Right. You know, get some kind of
awesome
Gustavo.
Yeah.
A citizenship.
Gustavo Riccardi. He says if an illegal can get a driver's license, it would be better because there's more opportunity to find a better job. Really, you illegal son of a bee. You got some kind of chutzpah. I'll give you that. My God, have these people got chutzpah? I believe it's chutzpah, right?
But this is what they're taught when they come here. I mean, look, there are the legitimate people who come here because they need a better life. They, you know, but the bulk that ruins it for everybody are the ones that, and you're the one that showed the video where they know how to work the system. They know there are videos online that tell people how to get,
they get them in church
into the country.
So they do in church.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They get them all the services they can need.
And ISIS also has videos that tells their people how to get into the country and how to use it.
Cynthia Kendall, president of Oregonians for Immigration Reform, said it's not a responsibility of Oregonians to make illegal immigrants comfortable. Thank you. They came here by choice. They weren't brought here against their will. And those choices come with hardships. Measure 88 was a public vote, reaction to the law passed by the Oregon legislature, signed by the governor at the time, that would have given driver's cards to those who can't prove they're in the U.S. legally. The campaign to deny licenses won big support. They were outspent by the illegal contingent. How, where did the illegals get the money? They were outspent 10 to 1. The good guys were outspent by the bad guys 10 to 1, and the good guys won.
Mexico.
Mexican money. I'll tell you something. This is another, I need some spiritual support on this one. Roberta can't even get it. Roberta, as much as she loves
the other, no, there's the other aspect to this too, though, Doug.
Okay, Roberta, I'm all
here.
Whether or not they have a license, they're going to drive. I was hit by someone here who was here undocumented, who did not have a license.
Would it matter if they had a license? I mean, if they're going to hit you regardless, does it matter?
I think at least if they are licensed and they are forced to carry insurance, if they have a car... it's not going to matter whether or not they have a license or not. They are going to drive.
If someone's going to rob a bank, no matter what, whether there's rules against robbing a bank, should we just hand up money on the street then?
It's a you're comparing apples to oranges, Jeff.
No, I'm not.
Let's hand out money on the street.
Yeah. How do you force them to buy insurance, Roberta? How do you force them to buy insurance?
Well, if they have a car, you have to have insurance.
No, you don't.
The car is taken away.
No, you don't.
Depends on the state you're in.
No,
you
depends on the state that you're in.
No, you don't.
And how you make a transaction for a car.
You can, pay for the insurance, get a card, cancel the insurance the next day, you still get a card.
Demand that we give them insurance.
Yeah. This is really sick.
They're going to drive with or without a license,
this is so
and I would
sick.
Feel more comfortable at least knowing that everyone on the road has
sick,
a license.
Sick.
Why change
now
the
they
law?
Can be. Now wait a minute. They can be limited licenses. It could be another
limited
class of license.
Just
like if you go overseas, there are a lot of countries where you have to get a foreign driver's license. You cannot drive with your U.S. license.
I have an international driver's license. You can drive anywhere with an international license.
I just don't know what good a driver's license is going to do. The idea is these people are coming here breaking the law.
But
and
they
instead of doing something about
it, suing the
we
state
give
of
them
Oregon
right.
to get the right to have a to get a license in their damnable
all to make money.
Illegal. Then take the money
they
elsewhere.
They
not
don't care
taxes.
About it.
But you're talking about millions of people.
I know.
They don't care
driving,
about a driver's license.
Who are
they care about a settlement.
Without licenses.
And they should go
to jail.
For most
I would
of
be
the,
more comfortable, at least knowing that everyone on the road has to have a license.
For breaking the law. Instead of
at least
changing
I know
the law.
They were tested.
Because
some of them never had formal driving lessons. Oh, yeah, I drive all the time in my country. Yeah, right.
Here's a couple of lessons. Gas on the right. Brake on the left.
You figure it out
at some point.
All right, so, you know, if you didn't like that one, you're going to love this one.
Don't do it to me.
Today.
I'm so happy.
There's going to be a hearing in Boston.
What?
To see if the trial of the Boston bomber, Mr. Tsarnaev, was not conducted objectively. Twin, he and his older brother were apparently a victim of society.
Right. He gave up his rights when he made a bomb out of a crock pot. Give me a break.
Was it a Boston Bean crock pot?
Anybody know? It was a pressure cooker.
Was it a pressure cooker? Okay. Anyway, so he's working on that.
Military tribunal.
Mm-hmm. What happens then?
Send him up a river.
Up the lazy river.
Down a river.
Downstream. Okay, here's something else that's bad. You want to keep the bad stuff going? Let's keep going.
What is up with you the last 2 hours? We were like all giddy and fun.
Police in San Francisco.
17 hours of the show today.
Said more than 24 baseball bats have been found chained up to a pole and parking meters. Some of them covered with spikes.
Nice.
Investigators, according to the story we have running at DougStefan.com, say the first bats were reported on Thanksgiving. Officers soon confirmed 27 cases of the wooden and metal bats covered in spikes being chained to signposts and parking meters. Sergeant in the police force in San Francisco said the police are perplexed by this. Police say the spike bats could lead to charges of felony possession of a deadly weapon. So why are they... What's the point? Am I missing something here? What am I missing that it's supposed to, that somebody else who knew more about this would connect the dots? What? Why is it important that to the story that these baseball bats that have spikes all over them are tied up to parking meters? What is that supposed to do? They're going to take it and use it on the meter maid when she comes around? I didn't get that part of the story.
It doesn't, they don't either.
Strange. They don't get it, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought it was just someone trying to be sick, they said.
Okay.
Maybe. Then I thought maybe it's part of an art project.
Mm. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, okay.
Barry Bonds, speaking of baseball bats.
This is
see
awesome.
What you did there.
Barry Bonds is being considered by the Florida Marlins
so funny.
As their hitting coach.
Yeah.
And he'll bring his drugs with him.
Right, exactly. Mm. All right, rule number one to be a good hitter, bend over. Here's the needle. Really?
Oh, my God. The Angels, and not the California Angels, are watching over him, baby.
Good reference to the Angels, by the way.
You like that?
They're not
like
California Angels anymore. They're the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, which is so stupid, but whatever.
The Anaheim, they call them the Anaheim Angels,
mm-hmm.
Right? Sort of.
The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Okay. Take that one into consideration. 43 past the hour on the Good Day program. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair, cleanse your scalp, cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act, clean up your hair, get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Stefan at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
60 seconds to a better life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Tired of people pushing your buttons? Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith says, realizing you have them is the first step.
As we journey through life, the typical reaction is there is a trigger. The trigger produces an impulse, and the impulse leads to behavior. If we can change the cycle a little so there is a trigger, it still will produce an impulse, but we have an awareness of what's going on around us. Then we realize we have a choice. Then we exhibit the behavior. And if you can just get to that level of awareness and choice, 80-90% of the time, we'll probably come up with a good solution.
When it feels like the whole world is working against you, it's good to know you have an ally. Doing What Works is here to help you to overcome and succeed. That's our job, and we love doing it for you in big and little ways every day. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Scottsdale, Arizona, January 23rd through the 31st, 2016. Celebrating 45 years, hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will cross the auction block. Be part of the nine-day lifestyle event and energy that is Barrett Jackson. Coming soon to West World of Scottsdale. Tickets are available at BarrettJackson.com. That's BarrettJackson.com. We'll see you there.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And during our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale, all quantities, styles, sizes, and stocks are 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. Plus, save on personalized, one-of-a-kind gifts. But hurry, offer ends December 6th. To get this deal, go to Vistaprint.com and enter code Radio60 at checkout. Vistaprint.com, code Radio60.
Roberta.
Roberta.
Welcome to the party, Roberta.
Wow.
We were talking about the magic eraser, the Mr. Clean magic eraser. Roberta had no clue.
Oh, my God.
Jennifer and I are like, it's a miracle.
Unbelievable.
Roberta's like,
okay, so now they've given me all this starch because I went from being in a really good mood to being about as torn up, ripped up as I could be. So here's one more. This is the nail in the coffin story.
Finish off the segment. Go ahead.
A Catholic priest going to court today after admitting he stole $700,000 from churchgoers and buyers of holy candles over the past 20 years.
Holy candles!
This guy's 80 years old.
Good for him.
Yeah, retirement fund.
That he stole $700,000
bucks. Just enterprising
from church
right
collections.
You take that old pesky vow of poverty? Come on!
He retired. He seemingly spent little of the money. Apparently, he's still got $656,000 left.
They can donate it back.
In his bank account.
Well, because you can't see a priest like cruising around in a Rolls Royce. Like, somebody's going to blow the whistle on you. Come on.
Really? You think that's
reaching into the basket a little bit, are you, Father?
Mm-hmm. Good Lord. All right. Richie.
Yeah.
Sorry, I like
it. Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus.
Look, of all the bad stories we've told about priests over the last several years, this one's not that bad.
This one's good. I like this one.
I haven't seen that movie Spotlight yet. I want to go see that. Ugh. That really is a... You want to talk about something that gets into the heart and soul of the Catholic Church. Woof! There's an entrepreneur in Louisville, Kentucky, Richie.
Yeah, nice place.
Who has come out just in time for the holidays with a new beer syrup line.
Ew.
So you can make your own beer or beer tasting. It's a beer-flavored syrup.
So you could do drinks.
Or you could do like the Coca-Cola syrup.
Beer
they
bread.
Mix it with carbonated water, and that's how you get the Coca-Cola in the bars or restaurants and stuff.
So I'm supposed to put beer-flavored syrup on my pancakes.
Well, you
why
could
not?
Do that. Or you could mix it with a carbonated beverage and
sounds
something
good to me.
Tasted sweet, like beer. Sweet, Rich. It's very sweet. You could use a little of that from time to time.
I like my beer just as beer, thank you.
Really?
Yeah.
So boring.
Yeah. Okay, so you were just talking. I just did a Google on sponges because you guys were talking about sponges.
Yeah.
So I found the way to fix these massive oil spills. Apparently, a new sponge has been developed, actually becoming a reality because of a university grant that developed a new sponge-like material that's capable of absorbing oil and separating it from the water.
Yes.
Have you seen these?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is amazing. And how, this is another, there are two or three good things that come out of this. I know you wanted me to end on a good note here. So, ending on this note, this is something that shows how wonderful the human mind works, how we can create and come up with not only a product, but how to market it, how to make sure that it gets used for the purpose intended. Somebody's going to make a lot of money on this sponge, and God love him. I hope he has an IPO, and we know about it like 2 or 3 days before it actually goes out, because this is the kind of place where people make a lot of money. Why are you chuckling? Why are you laughing?
Just heard a noise.
What?
Heard some noises.
What, Roberta snoring? Pretty typical. She's had a tough morning at the office here. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Stephen, good day program with a focus first on the poll because it's a focus on Cyber Monday and Black Friday and all that other stuff. So Kenny wanted to know in our poll yesterday, would you be shopping online? 27% of you responded in the affirmative by saying you already were. 22% of you responded said probably. 20% said maybe while I'm at work. The boss would be happy to hear that. 18% maybe when I get home from work. And 13%, I don't buy anything online. You know, that number has gone down. I can remember we've asked this same sort of question again in the last 4 or 5 years.
The tide has shifted.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. So the poll today at DougSteffen.com, do you find better deals on Black Friday or Cyber Monday? A, Black Friday, C, Cyber Monday. C, both were great. D, both were a disappointment. E, I didn't buy anything either day. Well, it's pretty interesting. When you look at the stats, for example, the Target website yesterday couldn't keep up with the traffic, and it crashed.
Well, it was offering a 15% discount. Yeah. And you know, Target doesn't do site-wide sales like that. I don't remember ever. Maybe they've done it before.
I don't know enough about it, but I know they had a heck of a day yesterday. Online sales have been driving the holiday season from what I can see so far. People choosing to shop online over going to the stores. The whole situation is changing retail-wise. It sure as heck is. All right, so we're going to get to our video of the day in a moment, a video from Amazon. First, though, security risks to individuals and organizations are evolving at a rapid pace, and organizations all across our country are struggling to build and maintain a security workforce with the skills needed to fight off criminal attacks. Industries of all kinds are about to get some help in defining just what they ought to be looking for as they build out their security workforce. Here's Brian Osich.
The security industry is better equipped to handle risks big and small enterprises are most likely to face in the coming years, thanks in part to a competency model that's changing the way security forces are trained. Dr. Linda Florence, Dean of Specialized Programs, College of Security and Criminal Justice, University of Phoenix.
The University of Phoenix and the ASIS Foundation partnered to develop the Enterprise Security Competency Model, which is the first of its kind in the industry and allows employers to accurately define core skills and competencies required for security positions needed by government, businesses, nonprofits, and individuals.
When companies align job descriptions to fit this new model, they've seen an increase in worker skill sets.
We're incredibly pleased to see the Enterprise Security Competency Model have an immediate impact in the industry. This industry-wide standard will also allow higher education to shape curriculum to train current and future security professionals to help them better succeed in the industry.
For more information, go to phoenix.edu/security. That's Newsbreak from University of Phoenix.
The biggest online shopping day ever was yesterday, somewhere between $3 and $4 billion in sales.
Wow.
That's technology.
I'd take just one of those billions.
Would you really? Good for you.
I'm not greedy, you know.
Our video of the day today is from Amazon. They've hired Jeremy Clarkson from the BBC to explain and demonstrate how their drone program called Amazon Prime Air will work. You've got to see this video, but here are the highlights from the audio side of the video of the day from Amazon on Good Day.
This is a story from the not-too-distant future. It's the day of your daughter Millie's big football match, and to be clear, that is the sort of football you play with your feet. Anyway, she is missing a vital piece of equipment, specifically a size 3 Puma Evo Power firm ground soccer shoe, the left one. And some of it, sadly, is in the family's 3-year-old bulldog, Stuart. So now what? Well, you could yell angrily at the poor thing, but what's the point? Because all it will hear is blah, 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 Stuart, blah, blah, Stuart, blah. Much better to behave like a rational human being. Find your tablet and place an order with Amazon for a pair of Puma Evo Power Firm Ground soccer shoes and have them delivered in 30 minutes or less. And in a location not too far away, a miracle of modern technology is dispatched. It's an Amazon drone, and after rising vertically like a helicopter to nearly 400 feet, this amazing hybrid design assumes a horizontal orientation and becomes a streamlined and fast airplane. In time, there'll be a whole family of Amazon.
He's droning on.
Different designs.
That's for sure.
But I guess that the video is far better than the audio, Kenny, right?
That's you actually see, and they keep putting on the screen that this is not simulated. It's
it's the real McCoy.
Real. You see the drone taking off and delivering.
Imagine if there are going to be, I think we went through the numbers a couple of hours ago, didn't we, Kenny? How many would, if all of Amazon's packages were, or even like one-tenth of a percent, what would be the traffic in the skies with drones? Woo!
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.